the Saturday Light Brigade. And it's a real pleasure for me to introduce you to Joan Mukogosi, who is here. She's a student at Winchester Thurston in 11th grade this year. Hi.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're able to be with us. And I know you're involved with a group called Pittsburgh Student Activist Coalition.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Tell me a little bit about, first, just tell me about yourself. You're in 11th grade. Where do you live?
I live in Squirrel Hill.
And you're at Winchester Thurston. Have you been there for your whole academic career to date, or did you transfer in?
I came to Winchester in sixth grade.
And that had to be exciting.
It was, yeah.
I'll bet it's a great school. And have you been thinking about college or life after high school yet?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, but it's a little, I have time.
Have you thought maybe about a major?
Yeah, I mean, I like everything, so I really don't know what I want to do yet.
Yeah, well, you can probably do everything, either at once or a little bit at a time. I'm always just kind of curious. So tell me about your activist activities. I know you met with the mayor not too long ago, but I'm just curious to hear what you've been up to.
Yeah, so I'm part of the Pittsburgh Student Activist Coalition, and we're a group of teenagers. We're from a bunch of different organizations, the American Friends Service Committee, Youth, Teens for Change, and Pittsburgh Cares Youth Advisory Council. And we got to meet with the mayor recently to talk about different issues that youth feel are important to talk about. And it was a really wonderful experience.
What are some of the issues that came up?
So we talked a lot about police brutality and police relations, especially because of, you know, what's been happening in the news lately. We felt that it was important to talk to our mayor about how that affected us and how we could, you know, make police relations with teens a lot better.
And when you mention the news, you're thinking of Michael Brown and Ferguson, but also Jordan Miles.
Definitely.
Here in the Pittsburgh area. And there have been other issues with police and young people in the city of Pittsburgh. I'd want to come back to that, but were there other major types of issues that came up, sort of keeping it at a higher level first?
Yes, we talked about school budget cuts and about different policies that the mayor has relating to youth that are already in place and how we could kind of change them to make them more accessible to youth.
What was your sense of Mayor Peduto on meeting him and talking with him?
He seemed like he really enjoyed having us there. He was really nice and he enjoyed talking with us. He set up another meeting, so it was a really, really good time.
I'm glad to hear that. I've known Mayor Peduto for a long time, and I think he genuinely cares. It's tough to pay attention to everything. It's just like you say, you want to major at everything. I'm sure Bill wants to do everything.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that he's listening and meeting is a really good thing. I want to come back to police relations in a moment, but tell me a little bit. You know, the issue with budget cuts, when I was growing up, I don't think I even knew that there was such a thing as a school budget. To me, you know, I went to school, I worked to get good grades. I never really, I don't think there was anything I wanted in the classroom that I didn't have. And I know quite well that most students these days, particularly in Pittsburgh public schools, are quite aware of budget issues and know firsthand what it means when budgets are cut. And these are not just some of the frills that people might be thinking of, or not frills, but this isn't necessarily things like a tablet for everybody.
Yeah.
Sometimes this is enough books for every student. And I'm curious if you could just tell me some of your thoughts on what the implications have been, maybe what some adults don't understand or some students in other districts might not understand.
Yeah, so basically school budget cuts are things that we notice. Like you said, it's not just something that adults and parents talk about. It's something that we see in school every day. One of the people in the coalition, Maya, talked with the mayor about it during our meeting, and she talked about how she has to provide her own art supplies at Kappa, and because they don't have enough money for, you know, their projects. And it's really hard for some students who don't have the money to provide their own art supplies. It's really rough. You know, budget cuts definitely affect us every day.
That's incredible to think of, is at the really showcase school for the arts at Pittsburgh Public Schools, a school that requires multiple auditions to get in, to not have art supplies is significant. And I know an experience where I was helping to lead a series of classes at University Prep at Pittsburgh Malines. I was shocked that there weren't enough books to go around. At an academic preparatory school, books couldn't be taken home because there weren't enough. Now, the mayor has some ability to influence budget, but it's primarily the school board, I guess. Have you come up with strategies to try to communicate your message as well as to implement change?
Well, we asked him during the meeting. We told him, we know that it's a separate budget, and we understand that there are some things that are not in your power, but we asked for his help just to make that conversation, you know, more important and make sure that we had our voice in the conversation. So yeah, there are things that he doesn't have power over, and we know that. And, you know, all we ask is that people start talking about it through our lens as well. You know, we do have a voice.
That's terrific. Have you gone to school board meetings? Or I know as a student at Winchester Thurston, you're probably not facing some of these issues. However, it's important to advocate for people who are.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't face the issues because I go to a private school, but I went to a public school, and my brother and sister both go to public schools. But I haven't personally had an opportunity to go to a board meeting, but that's definitely something that I would love to do.
Now, you also talked about police issues. Well, let me stay on budgeting for a minute. Do you have any ideas of how, and you may not have gotten to this point yet, but have any ideas come out in terms of how to either raise money or reduce costs?
No, we haven't really gotten to any ideas, but we are definitely thinking about it and meeting. I guess it's just about priority and, you know, where we're putting our money. And maybe if we fix problems in other places, then there'll be more money towards education.
Yeah, I think you are in, and I'm not sure that I really need to tell you this because I think you may already know, but you're in a very good position through the perspective you have to make recommendations.
Yeah.
You see potentially see waste, you see things that are working or that are not working. And while I have a lot of respect for our school board members, nobody has the point of view that you do. And it's important to get all points of view involved. So it's good that you're doing that. How many other students are on the committee, more or less?
So we have 6 students, including me, right now, but we're definitely looking to expand. We want to eventually get representation from the majority of schools in our district so that we can really have a tangible voice.
This is Joan Mukogosi, who is from the Pittsburgh Student Activist Coalition. Do you call yourselves PSAC or anything like that?
It depends. It depends on the day.
So one of the other main issues were student police relations. And I'm very curious. Here is an issue where the mayor does have considerable authority, and we also have a new police chief and new public safety officials. What was the conversation like there?
So he was really understanding. We brought up issues that directly relate to youth. So big events like Light Up Night, there are a lot of bad relationships with police and youth, teens especially.
What kind? What happens?
Just some type of like unnecessary conversation or roughhousing that really doesn't need to happen. Like when there's no issue, there's still police presence or, roughhousing, yeah.
Do you think that youth are made to feel welcome at civic events like Light Up Night?
No, I feel like youth are not really welcome at all. We're seen as kind of, a problem, and it's not really catered towards youth, teenagers. It's catered more towards young adults. But we still love to be a part of, arts and culture in Pittsburgh, so.
That's important that you make it clear, especially not feeling welcome. Do you think that the issue of not feeling welcome is universal across all youth, or do you think it may vary with race or perceived economic status and prejudices that are created by, making assumptions about people?
Definitely. As I said, I go to a private school, and a lot of the kids there don't really have problems with police. But I know a lot of Kappa students, again, who go to school in downtown have issues, commuting with police. So it definitely depends on where you are, and it definitely depends on what you look like. As a black teenager, there are issues that I have with police that white teenagers don't.
Can you share some of those?
Yeah, personally, I don't feel always safe around police, especially definitely in light of the Ferguson case. There's just this apprehension that sometimes you think, are all police officers there to help you? And, in the perfect world, the answer is yes. And I'm sure that, Pittsburgh cops are here to help. It's just we need reassurance and understanding.
Yeah, many of them certainly are. But this is a case where perception is reality, I think, because if you feel unsafe or if you feel unwelcome, you are. It's just that simple. If you feel that way, it's the truth as far as you're concerned. It is your truth and your reality. So communicating that really matters. Have you had a chance to talk with any police officers yet as part of the discussions?
Well, we talked with the mayor. He actually has this program called Coffee with Cops. So
that's first I've heard about.
Yeah,
that.
It sounds really cool. We read about it, and on paper, it sounded cool, but it was the way it's set up. It was kind of, coffee with cops, and they come to your school, and it seemed really kind of set up. And we knew that kids wouldn't, love to go and have coffee with cops. So we talked to him about how we could change that and make it more accessible and more fun, so that youth would love to go and, talk to police officers. And, that's the mayor was really, he listened to us and really took our ideas and wanted to use them.
What's your, how do you want to mix it up? Like, what would be your way of doing it?
So it'd be a lot cooler if schools and youth could invite the cops instead of the cops inviting us. And we could say, hey, we want to talk to you and have the conversation on our terms. And, maybe instead of coffee, a pizza party, something that could be more fun and laid back.
I like that. Maybe invite that. I don't know. Maybe I was going to say invite family members too.
Yeah.
Maybe police family members could meet with your own family members. I was going to say, the coffee with cops immediately invites a donut joke.
Yeah.
I guess I just did. Are there other issues? I know you've got some notes. I want to be sure we share some of the things that you've been up to that I may not know to ask you.
I mean, we we definitely, the mayor and his staff, we met with also with Betty Cruz and Latrinda Leonard, and they recently emailed us a bunch of different other projects that they have that they wanted us to talk about. Summer youth employment is really big. Getting more youth employed in Pittsburgh would be awesome. What else? Welcoming immigrants into Pittsburgh?
Yes, Pittsburgh is an official participant in welcoming initiatives. Allegheny County is as well, yeah. That are being conducted nationally. And, you know, all people should feel welcome in our city. So that's good to hear that you've been involved in that, too.
Yeah, we really want to make sure that, you know, these issues that seem like we don't care about, that people know that we do. We definitely, I mean, we're going to be voting in a couple of years. Like, we definitely care about these things.
If, to people that kind of look at a teenager, any teenager, and, you know, they don't get a chance to speak. How old are you?
I'm 16. 16.
They don't get a chance to speak to that person, or even get to know them. What do you think are some of the misperceptions that adults might have?
You know, that we're glued to our phones and we really don't care about the world around us, self-obsessed. You know, just trying to make trouble, don't really care about things. Yeah.
That's something that I hope you'll be able to work to eliminate as you go forward. And I'd really hope that you and your colleagues can come back, too, because I'd like to, you know, have us sort of keep track, or not
Definitely,
keep track,
yeah.
but keep in touch about what you've been working on to do. I think to do this kind of work, you have to have hope, and it sounds like you do.
Definitely.
Do you ever get discouraged, or is anybody on your group feeling discouraged?
I mean, there's some days I do a lot of work in my school, and there's some days where I feel like I don't get enough support. And, you know, that maybe there are teens that really don't care and, you know, how do we get them to care? That's kind of, you know, a hard thing to deal with. But at the end of the day, we definitely, like the students in the group, we have each other and we know that there are people who care. So, yeah, there's some days that it seems like, you know, are we going to get youth to kind of come together? But we have hope.
That's probably the most important aspect of all of this. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about that we haven't mentioned, Joan? We have time, and I just want to be sure we cover anything and everything you wanted to cover.
We'll be meeting with the mayor's staff again on December 8th to bring up, you know, to continue the conversation. So this is definitely not a one-time thing. We're definitely going to make this, you know, long-term.
I think that's the most important. I'm really happy to hear you say that. The goal is to make it a way of life, and it's a cliche, but to make it a marathon rather than a sprint,
yeah.
right? So this notion is here when your siblings are older. Tell me about your you have a brother and a sister.
Yeah, I have a brother and a sister. My brother is in seventh grade, and my sister is in fifth grade.
Okay.
And they're awesome.
So they're getting to the point where they're going to have some opinions about these issues.
Yeah, they already do.
How can people, is there a way to reach the organization if there are other kids listening right now or adults that would like to advocate on your behalf? There might be somebody that would like to donate money or just donate expertise. Is there a way that people can easily reach the organization? And if there's not an easy one, they can certainly reach me and I'll pass along the information.
We have a Facebook, Pittsburgh Student Activist Coalition, and we'll be sending out flyers and letters to schools asking for students to join us. And so, yeah, we'll be out there.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. This is Joan Mukugosi, who is with the Pittsburgh Student Activist Coalition, and I really appreciate your being here today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.